Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. She said, love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a several weeks. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Heart beats fast.
105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wcfw.fm/contest-terms.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News sponsored by Peck Farms. Looking to make cash by renting out farmland? Contact Mark Peck at markpeck302@gmail.com, where great farming starts with great partnerships.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to donate to their Endangered Resources Fund through their state income tax forms. According to a press release, the agency will match all donations made through the tax forms, with all of the funding going towards conservation efforts for rare plants, animals, and natural areas across the state. They will also help the agency combat the spread of invasive species like the emerald ash borer. The donations line can be found in the Schedule 3, Part 1A of the income tax form. With travel expected to pick up with warmer weather, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is again reminding residents to upgrade to a Real ID. Starting May 7th, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for domestic flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. To get a Real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. If residents are unable to get a Real ID before May 7th, they can still use a valid passport to board a domestic flight. The Rice Lake City Council is asking residents for input on the potential purchase of the National Guard Armory. The now vacant facility on East Barker Street is being sold by the State Department of Military Affairs. The agency offered to sell the property to both the City of Rice Lake and Barron County, but the County Executive Committee recently declined to pursue the proposal. The City of Rice Lake would likely require a loan to acquire the property, but first wants to see what ideas residents have for the site before pursuing the purchase. Law enforcement authorities have announced the arrest of a suspect in a bar shooting in Hammond over 1 year ago. According to a press release, Antonio Thelen of St. Paul, Minnesota, was arrested by the St. Paul Police Department on Thursday. He's accused of getting into an altercation at Raz's on Main in Hammond in January of 2024 and later returning to the establishment to fire multiple gunshots through the window. One person in the bar sustained a non-life-threatening injury before Thelen fled the scene and evaded capture for 1 year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high of only near 2 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 30 below. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 20 below. Wind chill values as low as 30 below. Current temperature, 7 below.
CFW.
CFW.